Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jesse.
Yeah?
Hey.
Hey.
I just met you.
That's good. And this is crazy.
Here's my number.
So call me maybe.
Woo!
Listen, we've got 1 minute to do this intro before our guest arrives.
1 minute.
Okay, go on. What are you going to say? No, you've got to let me do this intro, please. So this is going to be a bit frantic, but we are very excited to have a Canadian superstar. And apologies for the interruption by my daughter, who has decided she's a mermaid today and is supposed to be at nursery at the moment, but she's got pink eye, conjunctivitis. So let's hope we don't give it to the guest. So, Mum.
Yes, darling.
I'd like to rename this episode Quiche Gate.
Why, darling?
Who asks for quiche?
It's very popular in America. I've just been there.
Really?
Yeah. People were saying, we've got quiche on the menu, as if it was a big deal. So I think it is a very big deal now, quiche.
Well, I have never laughed so hard as when, you know, we ask all our guests if they have any dietary requirements or if they like anything. So we got, you know, through the publicist, apparently she likes homemade pasta and quiche.
Okay, well, I can't make pasta. So I've done quiche.
So we've done quiche for the lady.
Yeah, I've done an onion quiche, which I've made once before and everyone loved it.
Yeah.
And I got up very early this morning to make it.
Yeah.
And I hope it works. And you've made delicious. Some nice things.
No, I've made some new potatoes.
Like, and roasted tomatoes.
And then I've done slow roasted tomatoes with capers and garlic. And it's kind of inspired by, Delia used to do a really good stuffed peppers, didn't she?
Yeah.
So I just thought about that and it's been really sunny. And so I thought that would be nice. Mum's just come back from Florida and brought my daughter a load of tat. So my daughter's now in a Florida bright pink t-shirt, a necklace with dolphins, plastic dolphins on, and she's got two, because one mermaid wasn't enough, so she's got some miniature mermaid. I mean, it's like why did I need more plastic tat in my house?
Go in the bath. She likes it, yeah. She's happy. And I bought seashells that I picked off the beach in Sanibel.
Did you eat well in Florida?
Yeah. But very expensive. Delicious fish. I had Maui. I had flounder, which I felt a bit sad because of Nemo.
And flounder in the Little Mermaid.
I know. And flounder in the Little Mermaid. And he was the good guy. But it was really delicious. And I had Maui and I had red snapper.
Nice. You ate fish.
Yeah. Really wonderful fish. It was really good.
I've been busy writing our book.
Good, darling.
Which we're really excited about. Although we have a deadline of 3 weeks.
That's fine, but it's all doable.
So, yeah, that's cool.
Hey.
You can't do that to her. Please don't do it. I'll die.
Okay.
She's a Canadian singer who has some of the catchiest songs known to man, but also has become the coolest pop star and a gay icon.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. Yeah. She's also really nice. I met her years ago in New York. I wonder if she'll remember. Let's see.
We'll see.
I met her in a dive bar.
Let's wait for Carly Rae Jepsen.
Can't wait.
Is it cool if I pour a little bit of this to start?
Water, darling. Do you want a glass of wine?
Oh, yeah. Would you like a
glass?
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Would you like some water, too?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we'll
hold on a minute. Let me just think.
Now, what kind do you like? Because this kind of day, would you like rosé or white? Or would you like red?
Rosé would be nice. Okay, are you guys in a rosé mood?
I am really happy that you said yes to this.
Oh my gosh, because thank you for asking.
Are you kidding? Well, I wondered whether you remembered. We met in a kind of weird frat bar years ago.
Okay, tell me
No,
why.
You don't remember. I don't remember. Ed Sheeran, I think, was there too. Okay. And you were doing Cinderella.
I remember this night.
You were doing, and we went to some frat bar or
it was
dive
like
bar.
This is in New York City.
It was in New York.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was there with Benny Blanco.
Back to me now.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I met you before and I thought you were charming. Oh. And it's very lovely to now have you in my house.
Oh.
But you were doing Broadway.
It was.
And that was after
it was
Call
after,
Me Maybe.
Yeah. And the Kiss album came out and we had done an entire like promo tour and like actual like show tour, and I was just called out of the blue to ask if I would be interested, and I didn't really think twice about it. I was like, yes, who doesn't want to be Cinderella for a brief moment in their life, right?
Yeah.
Why were you Cinderella? What were you Cinderella in?
It was just the Broadway musical of it.
I didn't know they had a musical of it apart from when you did it.
No, I only actually kind of found out about it when I got the phone call, and everyone thought I was nuts to just be like taking a break in the middle of everything to move to New York and do a Broadway musical show. But I just bucket list style, it was something I really wanted to do and pursue as well. I kind of grew up
with... Well, I don't think it would do you any harm.
Yeah, it was nice.
Being
it was nice
Cinderella
to like pop the little bubble of like LA and like writing music and that world and kind of create a bend.
Were you brought up in LA?
No, I was raised in Canada.
Canadian.
That you're a second Canadian in 2 weeks.
We had Kiefer Sutherland a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, crazy.
But he lives in LA as well. But
do
you
live in
LA
now too? Yeah, yeah.
Never gonna go back to Canada.
No, I'll go back for sure.
Where are you from in Canada?
Mission BC, close to Vancouver.
Oh, okay. You can go really good. Have you ever gone whale watching in Vancouver?
I mean, whenever
that's what everyone says to do.
Go on the ferries. You kind of keep your eye out. Yeah, but I've seen like.
But this is what all my mates want to do at the moment. They want to go to Vancouver to whale watch. That's the thing.
I mean, if I was going to Vancouver for vacation, there's a few other things I would suggest first. But like, whales are great.
But have you ever seen a whale?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, so it's like no big deal.
I feel like that's in Canada. There's a few things that are considered no big deal, like bears, for example.
You see bears?
Yeah, absolutely. We go
like grizzly bears.
Black bears mostly I've seen.
Are they the dangerous ones?
Grizzlies are the dangerous. Well, I mean, I don't think any bear is not dangerous.
They like
but
to give you a good hug.
Yeah, so and you'll be camping and a big bear, big black bear will be right there.
Not so much that. Let me put it this way. I brought my boyfriend home to my mom's like place in Tofino, and we were out like fishing with my uncle. And my uncle, before we go into the wild, he was like, "You should take this knife." And I'm taking, he's an English boy, this guy that I'm dating. He's like, "I need a knife." And he was so terrified about what he was going to need knife for. And we're like, "Well, just in case there's like, you know, you just, it's good to be safe in case." And then he was posing with his knife, feeling all like manly because he'd never held one before. And we went out into the bush and we're driving and we're like, "Oh, I wonder if we'll see a bear today." And he looks over at me being like, "I know I have a knife, but I'm totally screwed if we see a bear." And sure enough, we saw one on the way out, just like a little baby cub running.
Did he hide behind you?
He freaked out. And then we drove a little ways further. And we're like, "All right, let's get out here to go fishing." And he was like, hold the phone.
And what's
a couple blocks back, we saw a bear. I'm not getting out. And we're like, "It'll be fine. Like, they'll leave us alone. It's okay."
How long have you been together?
2 years. I mean,
and he's a Brit.
He is. We were best friends for like a year. And I always thought he was just trouble. but then he kind of convinced me after a while that we were a good idea. So we've been together for about 2 years now, a year and a half.
Does that mean that you spend a lot of time here?
Actually, no, he lives in LA. We found out, we met in Nicaragua, and then
Oh, right, what were you doing? Just, you were both sightseeing?
Well, as predictable as it is, he's a musician and producer as well. So we met the usual way at work, and we had both been invited to a songwriter's camp in Nicaragua, and I don't even know why.
I love these songwriter's camp. They're always in Jamaica or Nicaragua, and you're just like, "I'm going, I don't give a shit if I make a good song or not. I'm going for the tan.
I literally was so against them for the longest time because I didn't think it was the best idea just to force creative people into a place they'd never been. I'm like, it just sounds like a party.
Sorry, my son has just had the bottle taken away from him and he's, yeah, there you go, sorry.
You are every woman right now. I'm loving it so much.
I'm listening, no, I'm just praying that he doesn't speak all the way through this thing.
Oh, and the wine has arrived.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Adam.
Shall we cheers?
Shall we do a cheers? Yeah, cheers. We'll do a cheers. Hold on, I'm going to try and put the bottle in his mouth whilst I cheers.
We are all four of us cheering.
Can I just ask about Canadian Idol? Because I watch every Idol
sick
there
of
is.
Answering it though.
I haven't talked about it in a while. Let's go back.
Is that how you started?
I guess technically that was like my breakout in Canada. Yeah, but it felt kind of still exclusive.
And you won.
No. I came third.
Number three always is the best.
Is it?
Oh, always. One Direction.
Thanks. It's still a sore wound.
They were number three.
They were number three too.
Wow.
Actually, they always the best.
Really wasn't expecting to make it far at all in that show. I felt like it was such a coin toss.
Who was the judges on that?
God.
Were they Canadian?
Sash Jordan. That was the female judge.
Canadian people.
You love names. Them all and you really appreciate what they do for you.
Yes, oh my God, I really love it. I'm having a brain fart. I'm forgetting.
Were you very young when you were on it?
No, I was, I was 21, I think.
That is very young.
But yeah, not as young as like, but now you have like a 15-year-old. 14,
yeah. Yes.
Which I think is too young. But.
And I think I felt very young when I went on it. I felt very like... terrified of the whole experience, but also like so excited.
So were you singing before and your mum said you've got the best voice in the whole wide world and you were in all the school musicals and you were gigging and doing all of that?
No, I had a very honest mum who was like, you have a very different voice.
Oh, I love your voice.
And she's like, and that's something, like you should just like have fun with it. And my dad too. My dad was really like amazing. I have four parents, actually step parents as well. So growing up, my dad was the type to like play guitar to me before bed and like let me sing along with him. So
what would he play before bed?
Usually James Taylor cover.
Oh, this is so wholesome and lovely.
Which song did he play? You've Got a Friend or something.
Yeah, I think our favorite song was the Sun Is Surely Sinking Down. I don't know. And the Moon Is Slowly Rising. We'd always sing that like as a duet together.
Did you harmonize? Oh my God, you're killing me.
I mean, weirdly, I think that was like kind of part of the thing when you have, I think I was quite young when my parents divorced and remarried. Mm. And I'd always miss my mom, and his way of calming me down was sort of just like, let's sing some songs. And I would get like lost in the music and it felt like really comfy after that. So yeah.
How lovely.
Yeah. So I guess the answer is I've been singing since I was 7, I think was my first like on stage performance. But Canadian Idol was the first time that I got any exposure kind of thing outside of Mission. Yeah, but I did do the musical theater run in high school.
I love musical theater. And I
did you do musical theater?
Well, I mean, I did it at high school, but like, you know.
What were your roles? Tell me.
Oh, I love this. This is when we know we're into music. Okay, so I was Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls.
Okay.
And then I was Reno Sweeney in Anything Goes.
You had some cool musicals. We had all like the typical
ones. Which ones did you do?
We did Annie.
Who were you, Annie?
I got to be Annie.
Did they have to put a wig on you?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Lovely.
Yes, a couple wigs. Ripped out a lot of my hair during that process. And then oddly, we did The Wiz.
Oh, that's supposed to be amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's cool.
Yeah, they didn't do that here. Yeah. I don't think they know.
I mean, though, we were like not the funkiest. It was like a lot of white kids trying to ease on down the road. And it was just like, so it was an odd choice for some reason. But yeah, and then we did Grease. Grease as
you
well.
Were obviously Sandy.
I got to be sent. Yeah, that was the first time I ever like learned to like stuff my bra and wear high heels. My parents were really thrown by it. We're like, well, what has happened to our daughter?
We always ask people, was food a big part of your growing up?
Yeah, my family's rather food obsessed in the loveliest way. Oh, actually, that's not true. Not all of them, but certain members, we are passionate and I am one of them.
So who's the best cook in your family?
Oh, dangerous.
Clearly your
dangerous
mom.
Question, right? My mom.
You have four parents to choose from for this.
It's probably between my mom and my stepmom's parents of the parents. But my stepmother's mother is Italian, old school Italian. She like
makes great pasta.
No, like you don't understand. Like the lasagna that she makes is sought after from the like my family members
to like a competitive nature, to the point where my mother on the opposite end of the family scale, so this is my dad and my stepmom's mom we're talking about. My mom.
So your nonna.
My mom had heard me and my brother talking about it so much and was like, could you somehow sneak me a piece? It like traveled.
What's in it?
I don't know exactly. It's a whole day process that my sister has actually lived through once and tried to document and record. And then I asked her if she would teach me when she came to LA. And she's like, I still have no idea what she says.
It's that complicated.
It's unbelievable. And she's been working on it for years. Very passionate lady about like wanting to please people. But very thin layers. All the past.
So how many layers are there then? There's more layers then.
It's the thinnest lasagna I've ever seen in terms of layers. I don't know even know if
does
I could count them.
Does she make her own lasagna?
Yeah,
she does. Oh, see, that's God. It. Maybe I should be doing that.
I think it's a commitment. It's like a life commitment, what this woman has done. And she's passionate about it. So.
Well, I want to know. Yeah, so we go, do you like anything, you know, or diet retreat requirements? We got back. She loves homemade pasta and quiche.
Who's talking for me?
We've never had quiche.
Who the fuck? I've never seen anybody go, God, I really fancy a slice of quiche.
Yeah, but
was somebody having us on?
No,
it wasn't for me. But they I think that probably came down
someone's
the line
getting fired.
Because those are the two meals that I cook the most, quiche because it's easy and homemade pasta because it's impressive. So they probably were like, okay. This is what she feeds
do
us.
Do you want to know which option we went for then? The easy one.
Which
yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes, so we've got onion quiche.
I
for
love
you,
it.
And we've got some slow roasted tomatoes on rocket and then some new potatoes. It's very simple. It's a kind of balmy day outside. So we thought maybe it would be kind of, it's a summery day. But I just made it crack me up so much that we were like, she loves quiche.
But I've just been I've just been in Florida and quiche is quite popular in the States at the moment.
I will say I'm not like a chef of all chefs, but in my home ec class back in high school, I learned one quiche and I've been messing with that. Like Nona's been messing with her lasagna for a while. And I make the best quiche you ever did. Oh, not shit. To say that this won't be good.
Look, what's
it
in
might
your quiche?
Be. What's in your quiche?
That's just it. It's the one time I let myself not follow the recipe book. It feels like it's really in my soul. I just play with whatever's in the kitchen. But I think it's like a pretty easy recipe where you just throw like the meat at the bottom, the vegetables that you want on the top. You mix the eggs and the milk, salt and pepper, put it on top. And then you just put really stinky cheese on top of it. And it always works
out. I've never made quiche with meat.
No.
Ever.
Well, I guess
no.
Like ham would be something that you put in though.
Yeah. Or like smoked salmon and dill.
That's fab. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smoked salmon dill quiche.
That would be really good.
A la Carly.
What are your famous meals? Do you have a couple of those? Oh, that
babe,
are like...
we've exhausted. The mum's chicken soup is her thing.
Mom's chicken soup, that's so classic and perfect.
Yeah, that's good. But like the
But
the
we're
problem
writing
is,
a cookbook
is...
at the minute. Yeah. So
really?
Yeah.
So basically, everyone is our guinea pig when we host and that's what happens. But now we kind of have to reimagine. It's not like you, and also because it's the podcast, you can't give everybody chicken soup. So
or
like,
quiche for that matter.
Or quiche, yep. But quiche we haven't done
so
it yet.
You're a first.
So, thank God. And you make the onion quiche if it's edible and it's not.
You know what?
If it's edible enough, make the book. So yeah.
You know what I like about quiche too is it's a breakfast impress or a dinner or a lunch depending on what you want to do.
That's
like
why
that.
5 yes. o'clock we thought it would be okay.
And no, it's perfect.
This is I love that we're talking about quiche so much because it did make me laugh. I was like, who is this person? But it's because you are
she
good at
can
cooking
make it.
It. Fine. Okay. I'm so glad that we got that.
I wanted to know what my competition was like out there, really.
So someone should have said she's really good at quiche and homemade pasta, not that's what she prefers to eat.
Yeah, who are these people?
Who are they? Shoot the PR.
I think they're in the other room over there.
They've gone
actually.
For a cocktail down the road. But growing up, it was... What were you eating kind of regularly at the dinner table? What was a kind of regular kind of family meal?
Well, I had a strange food experience growing up, I think mostly because of the two different houses.
Yeah.
And my mother's and my stepdad's, they were like really like health nuts into like everything. Like my treats going to school were like packed raisins and nuts, that
right.
kind of
got
situation.
Got it.
But they're really good cooks too. I didn't learn to appreciate that until I got older. Mm. My dad and Patty, my stepmom, they were probably two of the worst cooks I've ever met, ever. I mean, I adore them to death. I think one time Patty tried to make cheese soup where she literally grated cheese into some hot water. But they learned adapt to stuff and they...
But her mother's a great cook.
I think it passes, skips a generation. Like and twins. Weirdly, my sister, her daughter, like my stepsister, she is like an incredible cook as well. So I think maybe it skips, I don't know. Unless, but you guys, you're both good at cooking, so maybe that's not a reason.
I don't know if I'm good at cooking. I just
don't know if I am.
I don't know. We just kind of. I know I'm greedy, so I know that I basically have to just. I like to eat, so I have to kind of make it work.
Weirdly, think the one thing it takes to be like a kind of slightly good cook is just a passion for good tasting things, because you're not going to put up with crap.
Totally. Right, you know?
So, where's your favorite meal out in London?
In London?
Do you know London that well, though?
I know it enough. I mean, I can know a place for a day and I'll find my place for food. That's like my extracurricular activity. Even this morning, we were talking about all the things we had to do today. I'm like, okay, that's great. Let's talk about lunch. What's our plan for the lunch?
And what did you have for lunch?
We ended up not having a ton of time, so we had to order in sushi. But I went on the first day I was here. I went for lunch at the 9th.
I don't know.
My boyfriend and I stumbled across it. It's close to the Soho Hotel.
Soho House. Got it. So it's in Soho.
Yeah, and we stumbled across it, just it looked cute, and we went for an early dinner, and then we're eating everything and just like amazed and by how good. Delicious it was. Kind of French cuisine, and then we looked it up later on. It's like a Michelin star restaurant, by accident.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, the 9th.
There okay, you thank you.
I'm just here to teach you about London,
thank
really.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So has your boyfriend taken you to any spots that he... Has he ever been he's a Londoner, or is he just British?
He's lived in London for a little bit in his, kind of college years, but he's LA-based now.
Okay. So he hasn't been like, I've got this place, the little, hole in the wall. And
no, oddly, he wasn't so much a foodie until we met. I'm, bringing it out of him, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
He's kind of happy with, whatever's in the fridge. Sort of like that typical college man that never grew up, where I'm like, do you still have Kool-Aid? Is that a drink that people above the age of 12 drink? I don't think they do. Yeah, so we had some work to do in that category. But now he's really into cooking, which
is
great.
So where do you go when you're in LA? Where are your regular spots? Are you east or west?
I'm in Las Vegas.
The best place ever.
Oh, thank
love
you.
Yeah. I love
Franklin
that.
Avenue. Little Dom's
I love it. Monday night deal. Spot. Those blueberry ricotta pancakes.
Oh, what? I haven't had them.
Yeah.
I haven't
had those. It took me a while to figure out what my spot was in Los Angeles, but I think I found it in that area. There's a couple places I love. There's a restaurant that's called Bestia that's considered the best restaurant. The only problem is the hostess is a little, you know what. That New York vibe of you should be so lucky to be here. And I always feel like it takes me a moment or two to get past that the food is good. Oh. I do have an issue with her. I want to shout out to whoever that blonde girl is and be like, get an attitude check, lady.
And I'm blonder than you.
Best you bitch.
Yeah. I outblonded you. And I made a reservation 2 months ago. You're mean.
2 months ago. I can never get in.
I don't know what it is about it.
But it is good.
But also when I've even had a reservation, it kind of is a little strange. I'm really glad I have a forum to be able to complain publicly about
it. Oh, I love to wrap me up. Perfect.
This is really why I came here.
I have to say, I don't know, when do you leave?
Tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Crikey, how long have you been here?
I arrived 2 days ago.
Poor thing. You won't know so which way you're going.
Really?
You do.
Oh,
you look fantastic.
Thank you.
You'll meet yourself on the way back.
So has it been promoting the new record?
Yeah, we performed at Live Lounge. That was kind of the main reason.
Oh, yeah. What did you perform?
I did a Khalid cover of Talk. And then I sang.
Amazing.
It was fun. Right. It was fun. I always love to pick covers that are the opposite world that you belong to. Absolutely. Because it feels why not?
Who is Julian?
There's a couple of answers to that question. I did date a boy when I was younger, named Julian, a French Canadian guy.
Okay.
We had a wonderful weekend in Quebec City once. but this is not like a pining song where I'm sending a message secretly to Julian.
Okay. Just to clarify, it's not about you, Julian. Okay.
Avert the alarm. No, I thought it was such a musical name, and then I'd been trying to put it into a song for a while. It always surprised me that like, Hey Jude, his son's name was Julian, and I'm like, but and he didn't think it was like musical, and or maybe he just liked the shortness of it. But I was like, Julian is good.
It sounds lovely, doesn't it?
And so I think it became more of like a metaphor of like everyone's idea, my idea of like that person that's in the back of your head that you constantly think about, and fantasy sort of took over, and I made this wild romance.
Do you still like Julian?
Pardon me. Oh, I do. He moved to LA actually, and I saw him like, I think we went to play pool once a couple years back, and he's doing great. He's a musician as well. I always fall for musicians.
Yeah, why?
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to write my next song is going to be like, don't kiss the producer.
Is that what you did?
In the Julian's case, yes, yes. But I was young. I was foolish.
Well, going back to this your new guy that you've been with, well, not that new. He's been around for a year and a half, two years.
Ages in my books.
And you met in Nicaragua.
Yes, yeah.
So that was kind of your first date in Nicaragua, or did you?
No, like I said, we were friends for the first year.
Oh, yeah,
year,
of course you said,
and then, and then things kind of just like progressed. I think we both actually were with other people at the time, and then our relationships ended, and I think we still were nervous for a while, and then eventually it was like kind of obvious that I think my mom invited him over for dinner at one point when she was in LA with me. She's like, I'm cooking a chicken thing.
So you
should invite
that
guy. And I was like, what? Okay, cool. I'm like, he's not going to come. It's like a family dinner. But he arrived, and then it felt very date-like. I think our first date was
like
with
Harry
my
and
mother.
My
mom got a little tipsy and started being like slightly flirtatious, and I was like, mother, enough with the legs showing. Like, sit down.
Your mom sounds fantastic.
Yeah, she sounds great.
She is fantastic.
So we like to ask a few kind of standard questions. So we've got some of your food hotspots. So you've already answered that your dish is a quiche. That's great, and I'm very glad that I know this. And I'm going to try salmon and dill. What's the other ones that we asked, Mum?
Have you got good table manners?
Of course she does.
I don't think that I'm a really pretty chewer. I kind of get really excited about whatever I'm eating, and half the excitement gets a little messy sometimes. I feel like if I had my way, you wouldn't have to watch me eat when I'm really passionate about what I'm eating. I get my fingers in there.
Oh,
I lick
my fingers.
And
We like enthusiastic.
You like it.
Enthusiastic eating.
Okay, and also I get, it's a family trait, but when it's really good, my aunt is classic at this, that every bite she'll go, and it's like a musical experience where it's like, it sounds a little like someone's having too good of a time while they're enjoying whatever.
Yeah, well, I hope
she doesn't
do it on the podcast.
We'll be very happy. This is brilliant. Thank you. And what's your worst table manner in, like, when you're going out with somebody else? Do you have kind of something that just gets your goat?
I have a real passion for sharing food when we go out because I want to try all of the things
Me
together.
Too.
And I have I also have a secret agenda of what those things should be. First 10 minutes is me trying to make it feel like the lamb was your decision.
I love you. That's exactly
Jessie
what I do.
Jessie is exactly like that.
Okay,
but
there you go.
But she eats quicker than anybody I've ever met.
Okay,
so
I think
never,
that's
ever share with her.
That's a trait of touring, though, I think. And being on the road, because you have sometimes 10 minutes.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. It's not because I'm a greedy cow. No,
darling, it started when...
And now my excuse is that my son or my daughter needs me, so now I'm like, this must eat.
Started when you were zero, so she's been greedy since she popped out there. Do you have a particular food, like Chinese or Italian, or that you like more than anything
that
else?
It would be like your comfort food that you'll go to when you come back from tour or whatever.
I'd probably say Italian.
Yeah.
Both of my step-parents are Italian, strangely enough.
What's your background? You're Canadian.
Apparently, I'm all like the ishes. Like, I'm Danish and Irish and Scottish. I'm like a nice...
She looks a bit ish.
Yeah.
Are you Jewish?
No, I don't think I'm Jewish.
Okay.
No.
Damn it.
I know.
No, you've got every other bit good build. Yeah. And you're blonde. Like, you haven't been blonde forever.
No, only the last couple of years.
I like it.
Looks gorgeous.
Thank you. When I first did it, I had no understanding about what it is to dye your hair from like a black mullet to like a blonde bob. But I had grown my hair out and I had this idea I was going to have long blonde hair, and we were doing a shoot the next day, and I convinced this woman, who, very nice woman, very talented hairdresser, that we could do it in a day, go from black to blonde. We did. And but then I went to stroke my hands through my hair, and it all came out.
Oh, shit.
Like, and the one thing I will say about getting older is that when I was younger, I think I would have, like, lost it. And at this point in time, for some reason, I found it hysterical. Like bad funny, where you can't stop laughing. Oh, and she's like, what are we going to do? You have a shoot tomorrow. And I was like, I don't know. Like, what are we going to do? Like, do you have any wigs? And it was for, like, a Target commercial. Like, it wasn't a little shoot. And I was, like, shooting with, like oh, my God. It was so funny. And I was like, I looked a little like Ellen DeGeneres, but, like, not done well. Like, it was just a little, it was, like, half of it was in.
I'm going to Google this Target shoot.
Oh, no. And then so we just had to like cut it off. So I got to have like a really like.
But like, that's kind of good that you had to do that.
And it was
had
fun.
That, you've had that haircut.
I got to have that
you
moment.
You had the pixie yep. haircut.
It was. I didn't.
Ellen DeGeneres. Did you call it DeGeneres?
But so we're on the slow grow up right now. And I've learned don't go from black to blonde just in one
you've
night.
Never been blonde.
I wish I could go blonde, man, but I don't. I'm too kind of.
Are you naturally dark haired?
Yeah.
I'm kind of like a mousy gray naturally, like somewhere in between brown and blonde.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was very timid my whole life in terms of changing hair color. I wanted to always be natural brown, brown the way I was, bangs, long hair, keep it safe. And then I got my first like taste of changing it up and going red. I was like, I want to try all the colors of the rainbow now. And I think every couple years I get kind of itchy to just try something else.
Well, I like the hair.
I just say, I love Call Me Maybe. Aww, I think it's one of the best songs. When did you write it?
It was written over like a span of like a I'd say at least a month. It's weird. You would get how like songs feel pieced together sometimes, like puzzle pieces. And the bridge of the song came first. The fire came into my life. It started as like a kind of folk song that I wrote at my uncle's. Like,
yeah.
Do you play then?
Guitar very poorly, but enough to like
enough to write
Elvis Presley
a massive
style.
Hit of a bridge. Okay, got it.
So and then. Because that was all I had was like a bridge before you came, and it was a different melody at the time too, and then it morphed later on. Anyways, and then my guitarist and longtime collaborator Tavish Crow, who I met when we were just like babies, touring Canada like soccer mom band style. Him and I would always jam together at my house, on tour, on the bus, and we were jamming one day in the living room and doing that thing where you just sing ideas out as they come, and I sang out the chorus, which at the time we thought was the pre for a different song. So then he was like, and I remember being like, is it too kitschy? And he's like, I think it's good. Let's keep it. And then we met Josh Ramsey through our label, who's a producer. And he's like, do you have any ideas? What do you want to write today? And I showed him both things. And he felt like, I think that's the chorus. Let's repeat that. And he helped us kind of construct a song with like these little baby bits of ideas that we had. And I think the night before we recorded it, I ended up coming up with like a different verse because I didn't like the one we had before. So it was all pieced together over time. But none of us were like, we have something special or this is going to like change our careers.
So catchy.
We kind of were just like, this feels good. Let's see what happens. And then I think around the time, and this is where I have no ears for like radio or have no perception of like what is good and what is going to work or whatever. I fought like tooth and nail to have like another different song from that category be the single. And then it was
who
just
stopped you?
My family, weirdly.
No, that doesn't mean that you. No. Carry on.
No, actually, I can distinctly remember. I ask a lot when I'm unsure about something. To my safe circle of people that I trust.
They don't have an agenda. So.
Yeah, who kind of just have your best intentions in mind and aren't afraid to like tell you some hard truth sort of thing. Yeah. And I was certain it was going to be the song Curiosity. It was going to be the song. And then my aunt, when I played it for like the group at like a family dinner, just like she doesn't dance, but she like kind of got up and like jiggled a little bit. And that was like the aha moment of like, okay, let's start with this one first. I think that's enough people now that have like given me the heads up.
I think my baby's been rocked to sleep by Alice,
the
producer.
Yay.
He's just been shaken. No, I'm joking. Yeah, no, he's fine. So more wine. Mum, can I have actually some water? Because I actually feel quite pissed now. Should we eat a bit?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm going to go. Thank you.
Get some food. Whilst Jess is doing that. Right. Jessie used to ask, what was your death row supper? But I prefer to say, if you're going to be exiled to a desert island for another year, what would be your last meal that you'd eat before you went?
I shouldn't say Rocco's Italian Market sub sandwich.
Yeah, but you can.
With jalapeno chips in the middle, so it's extra crunchy.
Oh, wow.
Right? That's a weird answer.
What else goes in the sub sandwich?
It's just a regular Italian sub. It's got like
salami,
and
cheese.
Prosciutto. Cheese.
Oh, Subway. Yeah. It's like a shit.
Yeah, it's like the good version of Subway. Yeah. And then I buy these jalapeno chips, then I stuff them in the middle with some crunch, and I get a nice like old-fashioned root beer with, you know, in the bottle.
So that would be, but you're allowed a starter too.
Oh God, I know. I went for like junk food. Okay, my starter, what would my starter be? Maybe escargot.
Escargot? Do you like snails?
My mom and me used to go for escargot since I was like a little kid. And the way she, I think how you introduce food to kids is really important. And she made it sound like this really special thing that was very adult and I wasn't going to like. And somehow that did the trick where it became like my favorite food ever because I wanted to be in the adult club.
Like,
and now I really love them. Yeah.
So does it have, what is its protein then?
Honestly, all I taste is like chewy, garlicky butter. But I know that there's other things going on.
I could even eat it, you know?
Yeah. No.
And then dessert. You've had the root beer. Okay. No wine.
Okay. Well, for dessert, I'll have some wine. Yeah. I'll have a little...
What would be your wine of choice?
Dessert, I'm going to have some white wine, I think.
Yeah.
If it was red, I'd have Pinot Noir. And if it's white, I think I'll have...
so LA.
Is it?
Oh, Pinot Noir. We don't drink it here, really. Okay. It's such an LA thing.
To me, it's just like the lightest of the reds.
Do you like Whispering Angel?
I don't know what that is.
It's a rosé that they have in LA. And when it's hot, they sell out all over LA.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
and you can get it here. See, I gave you the ninth and you gave me that. Okay. I'm going to know that. Whispering Angel. Okay. Yeah. Let me think. For dessert?
Yeah.
I would have...
ice cream.
I was going to say cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. I used to be a cheesecake pastry chef assistant back in the day.
Crikey.
And even though
this
I had...
a foodie chef.
Even though I had cheesecake every Friday, I still am not sick of it. I could really handle some good cheesecake.
Do you have a flavor of cheesecake?
I like good old-fashioned New York cheesecake, and I like the strawberries.
The baked cheesecake.
Yes, the baked cheesecake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about you?
I do like baked cheesecake, proper cheesecake. Do you remember when the Cheesecake Factory was really popular?
That isn't proper cheesecake.
I know it isn't, but we were so excited because they had like 58 flavors of cheesecake.
We did the same thing at this little cafe I used to work at. It was like throw blueberries in there.
Yeah, there's just
score bars.
Oreo cheesecake.
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't like dessert that much.
You know, I prefer don't like cheese. It as much as I used to. Yeah. When I was a kid, there was like, I would do anything you asked if you gave me one M&M, but now it's
I do like cheese, though. You eat cheese first before your meal,
you
don't
you?
You
have it as dessert.
We have it as dessert.
I'm always
with red wine.
Thrown by that on the planes when they offer a cheese
odd?
Plate.
Jessie.
I also think it's a weird dessert option to offer on flights because the amount of lactose intolerant people who are just like saying whatever and eating that cheese plate, they do not help the stinky situation. No? Come on. They should not serve cheese on flights. I don't think.
Oh, because
I love that.
What, because it gives you...
Bad, does it give you bad wind?
Oh, I love the way you say bad wind. That's
what,
like the classiest
gas?
Way.
You say flatulence.
Well, should we eat after that?
Yeah. Help yourself.
Yeah, it's a bit of a help yourself situation.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I...
you have my favourite potato.
Oh, good. I mean, they're a boiled potato, so I'm glad that's going to float your boat, because I'm sorry that I've been like trying... What?
Do you want to do a very delicate, not
what?
Dinner lady slice?
No, I'm not doing it. Mum says that I do it like a
you
dinner
do
lady.
It. You can cut it. You worked in a cafe.
I love it. We've got Carly just serving up. Sorry.
No.
So do you eat well when you're in London or not?
Yeah. Mm,
you don't have to be polite.
I'm going
to
say I tried my first English breakfast this morning.
How was that for you?
I'm not sure about the black pudding. What is that about?
Oh, I love it.
What? I have so
Do you know what it is?
I didn't even want to try it. I'm sorry. It scared me.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's
what is
pig's
it?
Pig's blood.
Oh, okay. Well, I made a good call.
So. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. But the sausages.
I want a really small bit, Mum.
The grilled tomato, the...
You can do... Oh, shit, you've already had grilled tomatoes today, then. Sorry.
Oh, if you knew how many times I went to Rocco's Sub Sandwich, you'd realize I'm a girl about repetition.
Okay, fine, good.
That's perfect. Thank you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We still haven't talked about you being a gay icon. Yet, you kind of dodged that.
Honestly, that's kind of been like the gift of my career. I did not expect to have that come into my life. It's
when
been,
did you realize it had come into your life?
We had been playing a few like pride shows and things, and I'm definitely passionate about like any support I can give towards fighting the good fight of like love is love is love, come on. And I've had friends since childhood who've gone through some pretty severe experiences that have enraged me enough to like make it a bit of a calling of mine, but I don't think we understood how lucky we were in landing in these like festivals of like, if you've played a pride festival.
I haven't.
You have
to. I really want to.
Or have you gone to a pride festival? There's absolutely nothing more joyful.
Oh, I have gone to one. Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's, good music, too.
It's just like to be able to be invited to that even, it's game changing, it's life changing, it's spiritual. Mm-hmm. You kind of leave feeling like a new person. So all I can say is that I don't really know how it landed in our life that way, but I'm very grateful for it.
I remember my brother text me from GAY and said, "You're on the karaoke box, you've made it." And I said, "Brilliant." He said, "Running's on there, that's it, you've made it." I said, "This is the best moment of my life."
I think those are the moments though.
Absolutely.
I once was a Jeopardy question and I was really stoked that like this is it. This is my peak really.
What was the Jeopardy question?
Unfortunately, I think it involved one of my ex-boyfriends being like, "Who was the dater of this?"
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of killed a bit of my really flame, but
that's annoying. You know. No, I'll still take it though. That's fine. Mm. This is really good quiche.
This is delicious.
Mum, it's very creamy and delicious. Do you want?
I haven't gotten to the quiche yet. I've just been enjoying the potatoes.
Oh, just, I hope you like it.
Mum, it's really good.
Do you like it?
This is, this can make the cut.
Okay, darling.
It's really good.
It's creamy and delicious.
Oh my God.
It's good, right?
Honestly, it's like cheesecake quiche.
That's a compliment.
You combined my two favorite foods.
Yes.
I'm so stoked.
It is very nice.
Mum, it's very delicious.
Oh, it's so nice.
Wow. I'm doing what your auntie does.
Yeah, but hers is more like, and everyone feels really uncomfortable.
Do you like black pudding?
I love black pudding. It was my craving when I was pregnant with my son.
Really?
Yeah, it must
have
been the
iron. Maybe I should have given it a go.
You should have given it. I mean, as I tell my toddler, you can't say you don't like it until you've tried it. And that's what I have to say.
What did you say it's made of again?
Pig's blood.
I can say I don't like it.
Pig's blood and oats.
Oh my God.
Fried up.
No.
I love it so much.
Maybe tomorrow I'll be brave. I have one last stay in my bed and eat some breakfast sort of morning tomorrow here in London. So maybe I will try my first taste of it.
And where do you go next? Somewhere in Europe?
New York next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where's the boyfriend?
He's in LA, but he's going to be meeting me in New York.
Of course.
We get to do a show with Cyndi Lauper when we're there, which is kind of amazing.
Well, I can really hear Cyndi Lauper kind of influences on, especially on emotion, but like, is it, I'm sure you've spoken
her.
About this
I
in
love
interviews
her.
And I haven't seen, you love her.
Yeah, I do. I don't know, I think If I had written Girls Just Want to Have Fun today, I'd put it out without changing like any production. And I think when you can say that about a song that's lived as long as it has, there's really something to it. I get to actually sing that song at like with an orchestra or at some sort of thing.
Oh my God, amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing like the whole like garb and everything, though. I'm going to go full on like tutu and craziness. Why not?
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
But like, I feel like I Really Like You is basically, it's a kind of girls, in modern Girls Want to Have Fun. Yeah, I think it is.
That's very sweet.
Why was Tom Hanks in the video?
I'm a fan of absurdity, like absurd sort of like twists and things. So I had an idea that I was going to ask Bill Murray to be the star of it.
Okay, that makes and a lot there, sense.
And everyone, you know when you have a wild idea and everyone's like, good luck with that. And I was like, just you wait. And they're like, he doesn't have a phone number even. He has like a hotline.
I got
a hold of his hotline. And everyone was getting hyped now about the idea. And they're like, okay, call him and give him your pitch and we'll see what happens. We'll go from there. And I did. And I called, and I was expecting to leave a message on this hotline as you do, but somehow stars aligned, and he was waiting for like a taxi to call him, and he picked up, but I had not prepared for that moment.
Fuck.
So instead I go on to continue and say like, hello. And honestly, I had written out what I was going to put in this message.
I love you.
But to actually talk to him in person, I had nothing planned. And I'd even prepped myself beforehand in my hotel room looking at his face being like, he's a human being. Like, he poops. It's okay. You can call him. It's fine. But sure enough, as soon as he gets on the phone, I'm like, he's a god. Who am I talking to? And he's like, hello. He's like, hello. He's like, who's this? I'm like, it's Carly Rae Jepsen. he's like, am I you calling? I'm like, I just called. I am a singer of pop music. And like, it just became like the most awkward conversation of all time.
Did he listen to you?
But eventually I got out what I was trying to say, and he was so receptive and sweet about it. And he called back and was like, listen, like, let's get a hold of me on this day with this time, and we'll talk to Scoots. I'm down. So we called him back with Scoots involved now, and like had a kind of a bit of a conference call, and he wanted us to send him the full treatment. And in the middle of all this, Scooter was losing his mind because he's like, how did you pull this off? Like, what's happening? And he was at dinner. He's friends with Tom Hanks and was like telling Tom about it. And I guess somehow between wine and thing, Tom was like, I'll do it.
Oh, I love
and then
that.
We were like, okay. So I got the call around Christmas time and we were like, I'm like, what do we do? But you
know. So hon, did you let Bill Murray down gently?
No, I'm pretty sure he probably wasn't bothered one way or another. I think he was probably just being nice to me. And now somehow we had found this new star. And there was something amazing about Tom Hanks, who had never really been in any music videos before.
It was such a lovely video.
It. Yeah. I spent the whole day just being like, this is a weird dream.
He seems like such a lovely man. We have this program called Desert Island Discs. And he talked about his childhood, which was really quite complicated.
Really?
Yeah, I think his dad, his mother kind of deserted him, and I think he lived with his dad, and then his dad got married a couple of times.
Oh, wow.
And I think he was left kind of disoriented, not feeling anchored. So he married very, very young before he remarried his...
Tarita,
yeah. Who
seems like the nicest woman in the world.
They honestly are
who's proper
like...
Greek. There's a video of her with celebrating Greek Easter. So
I think they're just like the loveliest couple and like a kind of, I don't know, an example of how to do it in Hollywood if you're going to, you know? Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming on and like taking a chance doing this, having a quiche with us.
You don't even know us.
You don't know us.
Thank
and,
you.
And like you came and you're probably knackered.
Honestly, you guys have re-energized me.
Good.
Now you're going to go and paint the town red.
I hope that I don't have insomnia tonight.
Oh, God.
No, it'll be good.
But I appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me here. And it was so cool to see what you've got going
on. My shithole?
No.
It's an absolute shithole cesspit.
It's not, Jessie.
And I'm sorry. No, I nearly accidentally gave you the bloody baby's chair to sit in for a second because I forgot. And there's wet wipes everywhere. But no, thank you for being patient.
It's life and you're doing it well.
Thank
really
you so much. But like, good luck with the new record.
Thank you.
Oh, God, yeah. It's kind of like
it's all the things.
Yeah. Are you touring with it? Have you announced touring?
Yeah, we've announced like the start of it, but we have other places we want to go.
Have you announced Europe?
Not yet, but we have.
Are you going to do festivals in
England? We're doing lots of festivals. Our first festival is in Barcelona.
Oh, darling, are you doing Primavera?
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
No, but
it's the best festival ever.
I heard
that. It's amazing, and the lineups are insane.
Amazing. Can't we?
And I feel like everyone's going to have such fun watching your show and listening to the new record. And
Thank you. Good luck with it.
Are we going to be able to see the Cyndi Lauper performance?
Yeah, where is it?
I don't think it's taped. It's like
a charity.
Yeah, and it's for music education. But it'll just be, it'll just be.
Get the boyfriend to record it. I know.
I was actually thinking that. I'm like, even though they said it's illegal, will you just take
it? Yeah, just do that.
Sound check.
I won't share, just for me to tell myself.
Just do sound check.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Have you met her before?
Yes. I got to inaugurate her into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
So that's amazing.
It was amazing.
And was it amazing to meet your idol?
I actually had met her weirdly in passing at a festival we both played in Osaka.
Okay.
Before any of this. And we'd had like a cool enough interaction where I felt like not embarrassed to ask if I could be the presenter for her thing.
Got it.
But yeah, I really loved her. I felt like she kind of is a little bit of a fantastical human where you're like, but it that's what you want from Cyndi Lauper.
How old is she now?
I don't exactly know.
She can't be young, darling.
I will say that in Osaka, this was like famously known as the hottest festival in all of Japan. People pass out all the time. There's like a lot going on to keep it safe. This is my Cyndi Lauper experience. She walks out onto the stage. It's so hot that I'm looking for my most naked outfit to wear to survive, which I don't normally do. But I'm like, I'll wear a bra. I'll wear whatever. Cyndi comes out and she's like in like a full leather, tights, everything. And I'm like, you're going to die. You're going to die on stage. She does the first two songs and you can see it's getting to her. But this is how rock star she is. She slowly takes off her jacket, wiggles down her tights, calls somebody over who brings a towel, soaks it in cold water. So she's standing on that. Then she calls somebody else over. She's talking to the talkback mic. And they come and hold a sun umbrella over her. So now she's bare feet. She's taking off the boots. She's standing on the cold tower. She's got an umbrella. And she's still just like rocking it. And then she gets to go just want to have fun. And she decides it's still not enough because it's fucking hot. She sits down. At some point, someone brought out an oxygen tank. And I'm not kidding you. It was this rock and roll. And that woman, God help me if she was not huffing. Girls just want to have. And I was like, everybody bow down. This is absolutely amazing. If I am doing that at any point in my life, I will be so proud of myself. But she rocked it. And
oxygen.
Everyone
was. Oh, did she have that on her rider?
Honestly, I wanted an oxygen tank out there. I almost died. And I was like, yeah.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
And this was all done through talkback.
The come get it, come get it. Oh my God, that's so good. But it was at the point of survival where people are also just accommodating to be like, you must be dying. I'm over here dying myself. We were side stage, my band and I, just being like, this is amazing.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I love her so much. But she hammed it up in such a way that the whole crowd loved it and was with her. And, like, so were we. It just was, like, the coolest thing to see.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. God. Well, we could have you for hours and hours. And I'm so glad that you wanted Rosé. And I'm so glad that we got to meet you and talk to you.
And good luck with the album.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm nervous.
No, are you nervous? You
always. You make something and you don't want to care if people like it or not. But you always do.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They will.
Oh,
don't worry.
Thank you.
Well, cheers to that. Thank you so much for coming on.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hey.
I'm so glad that you didn't say that. And when we were saying goodbye at the end, I went, I really, really hope that your album
really,
does
really.
Well. And she went, I thought you were going to do something else there. She was brilliant.
She was so...
She didn't bloody remember me, but I still forgive her.
She was really lovely, really warm and... But she looked like a proper pop star.
I know, Mum. All right, give me a break.
Darling, take note. She did look lovely and she was just fun and... warm and energized and just nice, really, wasn't she?
Really, really. Oh no, I've done it again.
Really,
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 really, really,
really,
really enjoyed that. But no, it was
I
really
did as
fun.
Well. Great
and
fun.
She ate the food.
She loved
and she gave
it.
Us a few. Mm.
Yeah, she loved it, darling.
Mum, that onion quiche is fantastic. I keep on saying fantastic.
Is it
today.
Another level?
Another level, Mum. That is
it
going
is
in
good.
The book.
Yeah.
Have we told people that we're doing a
no.
book?
No.
That can go in our cookbook that we're doing.
I know.
Can you believe it, Mum?
I can believe it, darling.
Published by Penguin.
I'm going to be published by... Is it Penguin?
It's Ebury.
Ebury.
By Ottolenghi's publishers.
Of course,
are you
darling. Same stable, darling.
Well, it's a shame we can't put any of his bloody recipes
I know,
in our book. No, we're so excited to be doing a recipe book.
That's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out. Well, no, we don't know
on
yet.
My special day.
My special day.
Our special day.
Hopefully, we'll be coming out on Mother's Day next year. We'll see if I actually write it in time because I've got about 3 more weeks to write
and
it.
And wait for the book tour.
Oh, wait for the book tour. Oh, it's going to be a hoot. Yeah. It'll be bring your own. And yeah, no, it'll be fantastic. Oh, I've said fantastic again. What is wrong with me? It must be a baby brain thing. I've never said fantastic in my life.
It's my influence.
No, you haven't been fantastic. I mean, no, the quiche was fantastic. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, give us 5 stars.
Yeah, give us 5 stars, please. Rate us, subscribe, and tune in for plenty more where this came. Yeah. I think we're going to have to round this up. Thank you so much for listening. This is Table Manners. The music you've listened to on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. And Table Manners is edited by
the wonderful Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.